Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Glad to have you listening to the Burden and Blessing Podcast today. This is our Word of the Week, where we are considering 40 days of hope as we take a look at 40 different sections of Scripture and draw the hope and the comfort that the Lord intends for us to have. Joining me today is Pastor Neil Radical, who's going to take us into a section from Paul's second letter to the Corinthians. What is our passage today, Neil?
Reading from chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. I'm reading from the New King James Version. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of mercies and God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our tribulation, that we may be able to comfort those who are in any trouble with the comfort with which we ourselves are comforted by God. Clearly the theme here in these two verses is comfort, and it starts off by saying basically praise to the God and Father of comfort, the comfort who gives us that mercy. And twice in these two verses, it points to the tribulation and trouble. I always think of tribulation as expressed in the Greek as like turbulent waters. You know, where you think of the disciples on the boat, we're being tossed by the winds and waves, and our faith can feel like that just about every day, being tossed by the winds and waves of this world, whether it be natural disasters, pandemics, or anything else that might tempt us to doubt God's presence. And so the comfort that we have here from God is that he reminds us, as in our other passages of hope that we're looking at, that he's with us, he's providing for us, he's going to continue to be present with us in the future, no matter what troubling storms we might face, and that brings us comfort. And not only that, he says, now use that comfort, that peace that I've brought your heart and soul through the Spirit, and now go and comfort other people as well. It's pretty amazing. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it sure is. I think that's one of my favorite parts of this passage. It reminds me of what we teach in catechism, our time of grace. If God only wanted us to be with him in heaven, he'd snap his fingers and take us to heaven as soon as we were brought to faith. But he intends to use the comfort that he gives to you and to me to comfort other people in our lives. What a beautiful reminder of why we are here as Christians and what God does through us, in spite of you and me, how he works in order to bring others that same assurance, that same promise that he has given to each one of us. You want to close this with prayer?
Sure. Dear Lord God, we are certainly uncomfortable in this world full of despair, full of sin, plagued by plagues, and Satan himself who accuses us night and day. And so we look to you as the source of all comfort, all strength, all mercy and forgiveness for every one of our sins, every one of our failures and our times where we've doubted your presence and your protection. And so comfort us through your gospel, the good news of our salvation, the good news of your cross and your glory and the resurrection from the dead, which truly gives us an eternal comfort knowing of what you've promised for us in heaven. Teach us also through the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, of how to comfort others with your word, giving them reason to have hope, sharing good news in a world of bad news, recognizing that this good news is dependent upon you living and acting in our day-to-day lives. Strengthen us this joy always, Lord Jesus, as we have the opportunity again today to reflect on your word of comfort for our souls. In your name we pray, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.